you're listening to Astronomica, a podcast where we advocate for the glorious Minecraft of the Minecraftee.
I never get to say the first thing anymore.
So I don't get it.
Oh, you got to read the Discord.
Oh.
Always go to the Discord. If you don't get the joke, go to the Discord. Doesn't mean the joke is there.
Where would you find a way to get into the Discord?
You can find that at our website, which is astronomicapodcast.com.
First I've heard of it.
Oh, you know what else you can find there? A link to our subreddit, our social media pages, and also our Patreon if you happen to have an excess of money that you want to donate.
Nice. Rad. So you guys want to have some table talk, or you want to get straight into people who can sue us?
I think we should continue this organic table talk.
Does anyone have a question?
I have a question, but I'm afraid it will lead to a large quantity of discussion.
What if we time it?
We should ask your question. Every time I say it's like everyone gets like 30 seconds to a minute, and then y'all ignore me. My answers are like brief.
Oh, yeah, always.
Concise.
No. Okay, so my question is one that could have either a lot of discussion, or it could just be like, I hate this thing, move on to the next person.
Cool.
So the question I have is, what book were you forced to read in school that is the absolute worst book? And my answer, to kick it off, is A Separate Piece.
What? Never read it.
I have reasons. If you want to know my reasons, ask me in the Discord.
I would disagree with your assessment of that book.
Well, you're wrong.
I know. I'm comfortable in my error.
So what was the worst book you read?
I remember thinking it was super boring.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. There are a lot of reasons I don't like it. I didn't like the way it was written. I didn't like the story. I thought it was all bad people doing obnoxious things, and I was reading like adult sci-fi at the time. So
yeah, I just remember the guy Phineas breaking his arm.
Yeah.
We'll fight about this in the break, Kristen, because I disagree. But it was Great Gatsby for me. I hate that book. I think it's stupid. And the last thing I want to read about is rich white people being rich, white, and stupid, murdering people, getting DUIs, which are that was the first like the affluenza.
Oh yeah,
like, that's without. I hate it. I didn't watch the movie.
I will stand up for the movie that is the Leonardo DiCaprio one, not because the story is any better, but because I love a Baz Luhrmann film.
I was actually going to say because The Gift Game is strong.
Because, I mean, look, man, Baz Luhrmann, he does a good costume. He does a good crazy over-the-top, spent way too much money on a nothing thing.
Which is exactly what Great Gatsby is. It's just ass.
Slayers meaning, but also I also hate that book.
Fitzgerald.
I have a tie between two books, and I'll explain nothing. Great Expectations and Silas Marner.
Oh, Silas Marner was mine.
Hate him.
Right there with you,
another
buddy.
One on my list. I hated a lot of books.
Dickens.
I like got almost
him. More like, yeah, more like one Dick thing. Outs.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to explain any of this.
It was a serial, like a soap opera. They didn't.
I didn't like Silas Marner. I did like Great Expectations. I like all Dickens that I've read.
Me too.
I've heard you like all the Dickens.
All of it. I'm deep into Dickens. Deep into it. I'm going to go ahead and say the worst one was Mayor of Casterbridge because I can't. I know I read it. Can't fucking remember it.
If I did,
I couldn't tell you the first thing about that book other than I read it and passed the test. It's by Thomas Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Senior English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so that's fair all enough. I got, folks.
This is the part where I reveal to everyone that I went to a public school in Mississippi.
Hey, me too.
And the worst book that I read as an assignment at school, it was the Holy Bible.
Oh, God. All of it, though?
Wait, are you kidding?
No, not all of it. But we had a biblical history class that was just a like youth minister.
Oh, dude. Okay. So I was just hearing that in Oklahoma, they're trying to pass a law right now that would require basically having that class.
Mm-hmm. But I've
in public schools.
I finally got through it. I had to restart the Bible like 7 times because Leviticus is a slog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. There are a few dips.
I feel like you just described reading like Gormenghast instead of, you know, what you said.
From a tactical standpoint, I'm almost in favor of those classes because I think they will get zero new converts, but they will like, think about how much you hate most of what you're forced to
temper the anger.
Yeah. He's like, and I had to go to this fucking class where they talked to me about fucking Obadiah. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I don't know who begat who. Fuck this. And then,
we read the passage about it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get in heaven, which is a very clear
yeah.
thing to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then this shitty youth minister was like, actually, there was a gate in Jerusalem called the Eye of the Needle. Like, man, fuck off.
Yeah.
I've had that sermon.
You are on the one hand going to say that this book is still relevant today and that like Jesus is the Son of God and he told us, he gave us these parables that we can use in our everyday life and then like mystify it with bullshit.
But actually, you have to understand the context of Jerusalem slang.
Mm-hmm. Like the idea that you could be so rich you get a VIP line behind the velvet robe.
So let's say, hypothetically, that you're a wealthy man, and hypothetically, just for the sake of argument, that you're a camel. And then let's say, hypothetically, just for the sake of argument, that the needle, the eye of the needle is, in fact, the highway. And you could pass because you're in the left lane, hypothetically.
I forgot to mention, dear listeners, that tonight we are joined by a special guest. Ben Shapiro has decided to leave Nashville. Because
he is fucking in Nashville.
So our Nashville listeners know, you live near Ben Shapiro. So you should think about that. But anyway, he decided to make the trip over to Memphis and join us for a little game tonight.
Ben, are the chains too tight?
No, hypothetically, I do enjoy being chained. I am quite dry, though.
But that's the way you feel is just and proper. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
If I ever did trap him in a basement, I'd missed him, like in Free Willy, where they have the little blisters. Just keep him away.
Oh, book I hate.
Yeah.
Also Silas Marner, since that one has been mentioned several times. Also throw out Ethan Frome as a pointless exercise in tedium. And a book I hated in high school, but grew to appreciate because I read it with a broader perspective, was actually Catcher in the Rye. Because
really?
I was like, God, this guy sucks. Why would anybody like this protagonist? And then, oh, right, of course. Because you're not supposed to like the protagonist.
Yeah.
You're all phonies.
Yeah.
Oh dear, oh dear. I never had to read Catcher in the Rye or most of the ones mentioned, actually.
You're lucky.
A lot of Salinger I really like. Like Franny and Zooey is like one of my...
I thought the whole thing with Salinger was that he just wrote the one.
Well,
three.
Nope.
Oh. Speaking of stories...
Nine Stories is really good, too.
Raise High the Roof Beams, Carpenter...
Franny and Zooey,
and Catcher in the Rye. I think that's it.
I was angry when I read Nine Stories, and I was like, motherfucker, you could write the whole time.
Well, speaking of things that we are being forced to read, I think it's time for our favorite segment. People who can legally sue us if we don't say their name.
Wow, that was flat.
Really? Because I was going for sharp.
That does not exist on the scale of musical notes.
There's a color associated with that.
Yeah,
note.
Some listener out there can transcribe that into music notation.
Yeah. Jackson Side, you're up, buddy.
Just auto tune us.
Yeah,
please. All right. Please.
Don't listen
then,
for fun.
And
it's
then
homework.
Put it in Mario Paint and record it and send it to us.
All right, yeah, we got a busy night tonight. We got a whole line out the door. Brad Smithko, you got that fryer going? Appreciate it. All right, Andrew Wright. You are right. Come on, get to the front and ask them what they want. Tom Trudeau, quit it. Quit it. Stop playing with the dough. Put it down. Jason, hell, I don't know. Jason, come on. Come over here and toss these in the oven. Our first order up is going to be for a background nose. Am I reading that right? I'm not good at reading. Background nose, you got two popovers, one orange. Is that you?
It was supposed to be a blue.
Well, hell, just take it. I'll give you a discount. You didn't pay for it anyway. This is the palace. It's all free. Alias 63, you really need all these crawlers?
I'm not going to eat all of them.
Oh, you're going to share it? No, you're not.
Liar. Some of them are for wearing.
I mean, all right, get booked. Listen, John McClown, we are out of sausages. Would you mind if I made you a kolache with beef? It doesn't matter if you like it. You or Richard Clayton both, right? Richard, pay attention. Stop flirting. Come here. Listen, I know you like the sprinkles, but you didn't order it. You want me to go ahead and toss it on there?
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Mosenstein?
I'm bad.
I'm here to grab my biscuits, E.
Biscuits. I got your biscuits. Do you want a little gravy on it? I know you want a little gravy on it.
I like my biscuits buttered.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to.
Y'all turn that radio down. Jillian Rowe. Hey, I need dishes. I need dishes to the line, Jillian. Come on.
Here you go.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Joshua Winter. Wintry Joshua. I love you. You're cold all the time, but I bet that's because you're just so sweet on the inside, right? Like an icebox pie. There you go. There's your slice. Nick. All right, Nick. Colm Lynch. Is he aware? I don't know. He'll give him his beef pie. There you go. Tim, this time, if you don't tip, I'm coming after you. You understand me, you dry son of a bitch.
Here's a 20 with a church verse printed on the other half of it.
Oh, hell. Woodbean, big cup of coffee for you. It's got chicory, just like you like.
Duh, I'm Woodbean. I like coffee.
See, I know that my character is like the Cajun-y one, but fuck chicory and coffee. It's radicchio. It's a bitter cabbage.
Can we focus?
Coffee is bean juice,
which is great. I like it.
Technically bean tea.
It's a bean tincture.
God, read the names, Katrina.
Shut up, Wesley. You're not Wesley. Marty Ramirez, how's your big brother doing up there in the throne room? He's doing good. Why don't you come on down here? Why don't you, I know you don't like the fresh stuff. I'm going to give you a Pop-Tart. Susan, I don't know. Hell, I got a big old bag of Chex Mix for you, hon. Come on. Justin Ivan Kick. Justin.
Bing.
There you go. There you go. Where's the tip? Thank you. Matthew Jones, poor thing, just as plain as the bagel you ordered. Just a name like Matthew Jones. But are you sure you don't want cream cheese? I know you think it's spicy. It's fine.
He's a fed. But,
next order up's for Benjamin Reed. You got a whole family to feed, don't you, Benjamin? No, it's not for your family. Well, I mean, get your weight up, not your hate up. You're right. Go and have a good day. Splash. Christopher Chrissy Jack.
It's pronounced Tristopher.
All right, Tristopher. I mean, I respect your journey and where you're going. Here's that Greenfield donut you asked for. Clemens Fiddler. Fiddler, you play? Do you play?
Only on the roof.
Only on the I think we're in atmosphere. You probably don't want to do that. But meanwhile, you're gonna need something good to eat. Here's your pot pie. Danik, hon, you supposed to work today. What are you doing ordering for me? You said you were sick. Who's she? Oh, okay. Okay.
I said she's sick.
All right, we all take your little fried raviolis and you eat them up just like them little dogs meet in the middle. It'd be cute. Come on.
What?
Give her a little kiss. Hell, I don't know what I'm doing. It's hot in here. Crystal Eggstead? That's strange. It's probably appropriate. You got yourself a little, what's this damn thing with the egg?
Quiche?
I forgot the word quiche. Crystal Eggstead with a little egg bowl. That's right. Dr. Nano, how's your rounds today? Doing good, yeah. Doing a lot of drugs. I mean, you're a doctor. That's fine. That's good. I know you're not hungry. Here's your water. Peter Morgan has an order here.
Peter left.
Peter left?
Peter left.
Well, that's good. We didn't get shit anyway.
I saw Dr. Nano selling him something.
Hope they're productive.
You watch out for that Nathan Diggis. He's a narc.
Nathan Diggis is a narc. They working together? That explain why they got so many goddamn donuts they had. One more order up here for Temp Track. You got the last batch of fried noodles here for me. I don't know why I got noodles. I thought we were a bakery, but I mean, we'll just do whatever we need to do. You got to get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? Temp Track, there you go. And finally, Artie, get out of the trash. Get out of the trash. I told you don't come around no more. You're bothering my customers.
I need the trash. Give me the trash.
Last week on Astronomica, pitched battle on the flooded palace. Ashes were kicked. I'm told names were taken. As of press time, I'm not sure whose. A lot went down in the violence department, too much to sum up adequately in the time allotted. Suffice to say, a small army of hangers-on and well-wishers acquitted themselves pretty well versus the Sultan's forces. An unfortunate exception being all of our Mongo friends from down planet side who pretty much immediately got mulched by a grenade. I have a bad feeling that's going to be awkward next time we see Clifford. But on the upside, we got to see Big Nicky go beast mode. They threw a bench. It was fucking awesome. And Anton and the Grace did some ace flying outside the station, beating up on its weapon systems, before merging like Voltron to combat some inbound hostiles. A deft bit of piloting that we spent, I don't know, like 20 minutes making sex jokes about. And old Dr. Hildy Teflon Cage just glides serenely through this ballet of carnage like a prima ballerina. She traverses the battlefield and breaches the very door of the Sultan's Sanctum Sanctorum by employing the age-old martial technique of politely asking an ascended dick pill pop-up gone mad with power to please open the door. Let's see how it all shakes out, Excelsior.
We're coming back around to Anton. You just put the fighter craft in the corner pocket.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and Jeff, chime in. I mean, you're ostensibly the captain anyway.
No, that is Mackie.
Well, in mechanical terms. Do you think that I would be more helpful in the pilot capacity or in the shooting capacity?
Actually, probably either. You have better ranks than me.
I've got 2 in pilot and 2 in shoot.
I've got 1 in each.
Okay, well, cool. Shit, I guess I'll take the guns, and I was going to suggest that you hail the ships when it's your turn. It's probably going to take me a minute to run up to the gunnery station to get settled, so I assume that's probably going to be my whole turn.
That's your turn, but on Grace's turn, we'll still consider like you the shooter.
Okay.
It is Bashy's turn. Bashy comes sliding into the elevator.
Vivid.
Goes up to the other human, steps over Heimdall.
Okay.
Goes up to the other human and begins to administer first aid. In the process, he is shouting, basically telling you what to do for your
cool
guy.
Cool. I was going to say that Mackie will help just by acting as nurse. Like, yeah. Put pressure but here.
So basically, you're on the one guy. He's on the other. Okay. And he's directly administering it to his guy. But he's telling you, he's going to give you a +1 on your next check if you want to try again.
Okay, cool.
Sergey is doing something in the hangar. Who knows? In the cargo bay. Nikki.
I believe we said someone was coming to dearm Lau.
Yeah, Shank's on the way, but he's thrown his gun down and is looking up at you and has his hands up.
At this time, Nicky's just going to grab the gun and go, quit it. Quit it. And is having a little bit of a moment of like solvency, like just kind of seeing. But the door's closed, right? So Dr. K's on the other side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
If I've unarmed Lyle, there are no more enemies.
Yeah, that's correct. Lyle looks up at you and goes, you're going to get in so much trouble.
Quit it.
I'm telling.
Quit it.
Do you want to take an action?
I would like to head back at this time to see if I can assist in keeping either of the two alive. I don't have really anything. I mean, foodstuffs aren't like an RPG. I can't just like shove pastries down their throats. I'm going to go to Heimdall.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just attempt to stabilize.
Okay. Sultan is loping along with you.
I would hope that Sultan would sort of understand physically what's happening.
Yeah.
Hasn't Nikki been partially goonified? Like, they could put their hand on another goonie and start to get...
They have not reached that level yet.
Sultan kept trying to, but...
No, nobody's trying to. It's a contagious thing. Like, Nikki is carrying the
pathogen.
Yeah, the pathogen that will cause that process, but ooh, not interesting. Really to the degree that
means but that if we save these two Mongos, they've been
goonified.
They've been in a soup of goonie juice in this elevator, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki's resisted it where Dr. Cade has like embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's consistently, so it's not happening as fast. It's kind of maybe in there.
Well, also, Nikki's physical contact hasn't been as extensive, so.
Mm-hmm. So Nikki's just going to go to Heimdall and just see if there's anything they can do to try to like stabilize. Dang. That don't look good.
Yeah, that's going to be an intelligence. What is it, medicine?
Yeah, DC 10 heal check.
Heal, there we go. But I'm going to move the DC up to 12. Sultan is assisting, which basically looks like, it looks a little bit like his hands are like melding to Heimdall.
Kind of what I was hoping for.
Kind of like two wads of silly putty being mashed together. So that's going to give you a plus one.
Okay. Intelligence is a no addition. That's a d20?
No, 2d6. It's going to be a difficult check.
In the healing rules for humans, it's either int or dex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a 9 out of 10. Either way, it's no negative, no positive. But that is a...
Ooh!
11.
11.
Pretty awesome roll there.
11 with the plus one?
No, 12 with the plus one.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
With the plus one, nice. Yeah.
I was going to say I wasn't going to make it more difficult next round, but no, that's... great.
Considering that Mongos are just basically giant apes of batter. Goonies, sorry.
It's fitting that Nikki doesn't know the difference.
Never been groundlings. Down that they remember.
Groundlings are made of silly putty.
All them ground folks just made of pudding.
Yeah, they're Play-Doh that's been left out and dried up.
Frankly, you're all disgusting sacks of fluid.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah, it appears that the openings in Heimdall's flesh are being sealed.
Can I ask if it is due to Nikki's influence, or is Sultan just fixing shit and Nikki thinks they're helping?
Sultan is probably doing the lion's share, but Nikki is helping to mush bits of Sultan onto Heimdall.
Like holding the zipper closed?
Yeah. Sultan, like, gave you one of his fingers and you're, like, mashing it into something.
Okay, because if that's the case, then we can learn that they're able to heal each other.
Yeah.
With this sort of, like, joining without bandages or medicine.
Yeah, basically it looks like their flesh is, like, interchangeable between.
And then second question, does it take from Sultan, or is that a question you can answer now?
It doesn't seem to be making him act wounded.
So he's not, like, giving up.
Not any, like, substantial amount.
Dope.
Heimdall, you all right? Hey, you feeling all right?
Heimdall is silent and still.
Sultan, ask him if he's feeling all right.
Yeah.
I missed that. All right.
Squirtle goes over to the door to the throne room and pushes on it, expecting it to open. It does not. Hildy.
So Hildy sees the dude with the laser to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to start talking to him. You have to let us through. You have to let us through. We have important information about what happened at Thirstbane. You have to let us through. Let the rest through. Your gods made a mistake. And as she's talking, she starts speaking quietly to the guard with the laser and then turns and directs it and gets louder towards the Sultan.
Okay. The Sultan, give me a notice.
Okay. Shit, you split the party again. Triple split.
On purpose. Severely split the party.
I mean...
we're in a three-party system at this time.
5 on the dice, plus 2 for a total of 7.
Okay, the Sultan looks satisfyingly panicked. He's like bent over in the throne.
Mm-hmm.
He is holding the duck hawk. To his chest.
Like rocking back and forth.
Well, actually bent over completely, like head almost between his knees.
Oh, wow.
Squeezing the duck hawk. Probably, it's probably unhappy. Head face down,
yeah.
Not.
So, yeah, seeing that the Sultan is like that, she's going to like swivel right back to the guard. Like she's basically, she's like doing the mental calculation of he's out of this. I got to convince these other people.
Yeah.
You've got to let some through. I'm telling you, I have very important information about Thirstbane. You have to let the rest of my team through.
Give me a... I think I'm going to have to call for a talk.
Okay.
You can... I would take a lead if you want.
I would be happy to take a lead.
Okay. I'm going to say, let's see, DC 6 for him to just straight up not be suspicious of you.
Okay.
He doesn't want to open that door. It's going to be DC 12 to
make sense. Open the that door. Makes sense. Okay, cool. So I have a 2 in lead and a 1 in charisma. So I'm going to add 3 to the die. I mean, he's not going to be suspicious of me. 9 total.
Okay. He points the laser at you and kind of like waves with the end of it, like pointing out, get with the other civilians, basically.
Mm-hmm. She'll kind of move that direction.
Mm-hmm. And then he puts his back to the wall and his attention is back on the door.
Is back on the door. Yeah. Okay. With that in mind, then she's going to When you say the other civilians, give me an idea of what we're looking at here. Like all courtiers type thing, a random assortment.
So there are a few like servile people, and they are dressed accordingly in uniform.
Okay.
But the majority are like guests of the Sultan. So most people on the station are guests of the Sultan.
Okay. So the last thing I want to do, she's going to move into the crowd, but if there's anyone that she recognizes from having attended the after parties, she's going to go towards that person. So if you need me to roll, if there's anyone that...
Yeah, roll a connect.
Okay, cool.
And they're all crouched down in the depression that's full of water, huddled. Hildy is walking kind of through the... crowd of
I'm imagining like little kids in a hot tub,
right? Like, yeah, go into the deep end of the hot tub.
Awesome. So this one's going to be straight dice if it's connect charisma. Positives outweigh the negatives.
Cool.
Or they balance the negatives rather. I don't see anyone I know because I got a 3.
Okay. No, all the people you know went over the side when it tilted.
Cool. Then she's just going to head towards servant looking people.
Okay.
If there's a group of like 2 or 3 of them together, she's going to get herself situated in that group.
Sure. Sounds good. And the number of civilians in the room is...
Is our comms free? Can we talk to each other?
Yeah, you can't really... You can,
why not?
You can say one thing back and forth, basically, in a round.
Okay. Then I guess I'll tell the rest of the group. There's an armed guard in here. It may not be safe to open the door. I guess I'm going to try to get others to rush him. But other than that, it's your choice whether to get Nolan Ryan to open it or not. Or you can trust me to take care of things in here.
Thanks for the heads up, Hildy. We're taking care of some things out here, but we'll take your information under advisement.
Excellent.
Shank approaches Lyle, the remaining guard, and puts a knee in his back, splays him out on the ground, takes his arms, binds them behind him, and cuffs him.
Mackie hates that he's missing that.
Yeah. Hopper / Grace / Anton. Those two shuttles are approaching. Mm-hmm. The station is still has an active multifocal laser.
Can I both talk to the shuttles and take aim at the laser, or is that a one or the other sort of
decision? No, you can do both. Decision?
Okay. Tower of Heaven craft, please acknowledge.
Acknowledged.
There is a Thirstbane situation. A Thirstbane scenario is occurring on the flooded palace.
Hmm. Okay, give me a talk check.
Can she try to lead them to target the multifocal lasers on their turn?
Yeah, give me a talk check and a lead check.
Okay.
I mean, if the talk check fails, don't bother. But.
Okay, talk, charisma, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 5.
All right, they respond with power down your weapon systems and land.
I will attempt to power down the weapon systems on the heliostat station.
And, yeah, go ahead and shoot.
Okay.
Or I guess, actually, Anton's.
Yeah, Anton shoots.
Word.
Cool. And I think Hopper's pre-computed firing solution would...
Yeah, you get a +1.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we were going to have Hopper roll the skill check now.
Right. This one he actually gets bonuses for. 7.
Okay. Nice. +1.
Is cool. He just, like, sitting on top of the ship with his hand over his eyes, just like...
Yeah, he doesn't need to do that, but he does.
It's the, my eyes do not actually detect anything.
His arms are
totally decorative.
His arms are latched onto the ship, so he actually just, his body flips over and lines up his head so that the...
It's a pastiche of both Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover with the equations and Jack Black from Heat Vision and Jack.
Nice.
Realize I ask this every single time we get involved in ship combat. Do I add my BAB to a ship attack roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not to damage.
Cool. Man, I'm really good at shooting. I've got a +10 on my die.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's very, very good.
And I needed it because I rolled a 1.
Oh.
I don't think I've done my hit-miss thing this combat, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I'll do that. I can't negate a hit because we're in a ship anyway, so mm-hmm. I'll just shoot it.
Okay. Then roll your damage.
And multifocal laser is?
It's armor-piercing, so it should auto-cut.
That's right, because you're attacking a weapon system. That's right. You don't have to roll damage.
Oh, okay.
So you do return the multifocal laser bank to its broken state.
Nice.
Wang goes up with Shank and assists in binding the prisoner. Mackie, you are, I assume, continuing first aid. But
continuing first aid, and I am going to, you said you get a +1. That just means I negate my negative.
Correct.
Okay, so flat dice on this. 7, again.
He's still doing quite poorly.
Okay.
Do you have any of the cosmetics or anything? I think that
I don't think so.
And then Hopper's got all like the lip.
I can give him a dose of wake up and see what happens.
Slap him across the face. Don't die on me. I mean,
that wakes up your immune system, right?
It's just a bump.
I just roll cocaine into his wounds.
Hey, it's enough to get you home. Listen, from the firefight.
It did a lot.
Don't you die on me, whoever you are. It's going to look really bad.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see you die of a heart attack.
It did a shit ton for baseball in the 40s.
Heimdall is unconscious but stable. Ramirez and his shuttle pass beneath the station and come up on the other side. He is taking the shuttle over to the balcony that's connected to the throne room. Mm-hmm. The janitor bots catch up to Mackie and continue to shield wall him against nothing.
Okay.
Can they mop the injuries out of the Mongo?
They would like to, but they're following orders. One of them's like twitching.
Start vacuuming the pus out. It's not pus, it's actually lifeblood.
Yeah. Gross.
Your thoracic cavity was full of guts, so we removed it to clean you up.
You had all this poop in you. So we took out your intestine. We removed the chitlins from your system.
Oh, God.
Your bones had all these sinews and things attached to them.
So much organic matter was dirtying up your thorax.
Now every individual piece is polished and shiny.
God, I've been listening to this week's Behind the Bastards was on Jeff Bezos. Mm. I highly recommend if this makes it into the show. This all makes me think of, apparently Bezos' defining personality trait is running metrics on like all human activity and just trying to maximize whatever he views as the positive. So I just see him as one of these bots just being like, you'll be better if I remove all of this.
Yeah.
Does he factor tornadoes into his metrics?
Apparently not. Question.
You're describing a pickup artist with a great deal of power and money.
Yeah, so that's a billionaire.
I read The Pickup Artist probably 15 years ago, and it should have been my first red flag for where everything is going.
Yeah.
Manipulating people like pieces on a board.
Whenever I hear about pickup artists, I think of the Ice King. You gotta swing at every pitch. That's what...
From Adventure Time?
Yeah.
He is.
That's what JT Dog Zone always says.
I mean, I know, but then whenever I think of the Ice King in Adventure Time, I think of when you find out the backstory of the Ice King, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah. No, this is when he's crazy incel.
Spoiler alert.
Man, that show will hit you right in the fucking feels, man. Yeah.
Part of the joke is that I think it's JT Dog Zone, is the pen name of Jake.
Yeah.
And he wrote like a pickup artist book. And Finn at one point quotes JT Dog Zone, and Jake's like, oh man, don't read that stuff. It'll rot your brain.
My ex-boyfriend handed it to me. He was like, you'll get me more if you read this. And then I read it and I was like, I gotta go.
No. Anyway,
it was a lot. He was also a stand-up comic. I mean,
oh man.
That was
you
at the time.
Just started with that.
That was at the time of my life when I wrote the joke. I don't see red flags. I see a slalom course.
Oh, okay. I really like that.
Is it because you go down real fast?
Oh, that was so good.
How dare you tag my 10-year-old joke, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right. I think you asked earlier if the ships were armed, and I gave you, I said the wrong weapon. They have Reaper batteries.
Okay.
Which are fairly standard for, like, a fighter craft. So the two shuttles fly in. They gave the order for Grace to stand down and power down weapons. Grace fired on the station. They both approach and fire on Grace.
That's fine. I think we can take them. Look, we take this station, and then we head on over to the Pyramid of the Sun or whatever the fuck they're
towers
called.
Of heaven.
Tower yeah.
Of heaven.
I said
what
that.
Are you talking about? You're all by yourself in enemy territory trying to charm your way to the throne. You left us.
I got skills. I mean, my dice are not reflecting that tonight, but I've saved my reroll.
Hildy's gone out for cigarettes, promising us all that she'll be right back.
The first shuttle fires on the Grace and gets a 23.
Ooh, shit.
That is a hit?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a hit.
Nah,
it ties.
Seems
tie
pretty,
goes to the roller.
Seem pretty hitty.
That's 8 damage, but no armor piercing.
Ooh,
I don't think
8 damage. Damn. Okay, so that's 6 damage.
Yeah.
Does Grace only have armor too?
You can convert that into a crisis.
But I'm pretty sure Grace's armor should take the full.
It's a free merchant. Grace is a free merchant, and I don't believe
the armor's 2.
Yeah, added. So yeah, so 6. Hmm. That was a pretty beefy hit, but this is early in the fight.
Yep.
So I'm gonna take that full brunt.
Okay. Okay. The second shuttle comes in from the other side and gets a 9.
That is a miss.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if Noel and Ryan can try to wrest control of some of the fighting mechanics from the station and start firing at the shuttles firing on Grace, and if he would. I don't know how y'all VIs feel and shit, but you know, maybe if he sees someone firing on his main squeeze, retaliate.
I think we have all the lasers broken.
You don't
right
talk
now.
To yeah. my yeah. girl that way.
The
no,
station.
The station on its turn reactivated one of the other laser mechs.
Oh, it did?
I think I might have skipped that. Sorry. I rolled the check, but people were talking, and then when I looked back, I went on to the next person. But they successfully did repair one of the other laser mechs.
Good to know.
Does Noel and Ryan get a turn in all this?
Sure.
Yeah, can we have Noel and Ryan attempt to seize control of the...
He can disrupt their fire to make it so that basically it's extremely difficult for them to hit you, or he can attempt to seize control of the weapon systems. Seizing control will be considerably more difficult.
But if he disrupts fire, then it's going to go wild, which might be almost a accidental strafing.
I mean, technically, if it's lasers, they go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Then again... Could point in the wrong direction and take the whole motherfucker down.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Nolan Ryan P. Jr.'s stats.
Mm-hmm. He gets a +2 on program check.
he doesn't think programming is icky.
No. He gets a +4 if it involves pop-up ads.
So maybe Nolan Ryan P. Jr. is going to have a bunch of car warranty renewal notifications pop up on the targeting computers.
Mm-hmm.
To disrupt their...
In such a way they have to X out of 16 windows before they can...
Every time they close one, 2 more pop over.
Oh, man. And at least a quarter of them are the ones that are a little game that you have to fire a thing at it.
Judging from the way the turrets are swinging around, it's working.
Okay.
That brings us back around to Bashy. Bashy comes over to you, Mackie, and kind of, I'm assuming it's not very aggressive to push you out of the way and take on the first aid.
Yeah, no, Mackie could not be happier with that turn of events.
Yeah. Do you want to burn your turn assisting him or just leave it to him?
Who? Mackie doesn't know about that shuttle going to pick up the Sultan, so he's going to burn his turn.
Okay. Roll me another medicine check. You only need you need a 10.
I need a 10, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damn, I'm rolling all the 7s tonight.
Bashy fails to stabilize.
Damn it.
The person, I think at this point, they're probably gone.
Man.
Could you, scrape Goonie Goop into and, goonify them at the last minute?
I'm sure that he can.
Is it
There's probably a lot of it around.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a very, Bridge to Terabithia or,
Ooh.
Actually, no more of a...
What'd you have to inflict
my girl,
that emotional
violence? He needs his glasses, soon. Just, slopping. He needs his scoop. No. He needs his scoop. But
it's the worst.
Yeah, the idea of just, come on. Come on. Breathe again. I can't lose you today.
Yeah, it's Nikki's turn.
All right, you established that Heimdall is unconscious, but
stable.
Stable. Mm-hmm. In that case, what Nikki's going to try to do is to go over to Lyle, who I know is prone and
cuffed.
Cuffed. And the door's still closed. Things are kind of at a standstill. And Nikki's going to be like, Lyle.
And Shank has turned off her body cam, so.
And you've got Squiddle.
Nothing like that. And go, Lyle, listen, them sponge munchers down, Excuse me. Some surface dwellers down there, they live bad. They don't get pastries like we do. They don't get to live like we do. I don't think the Sultan has treated everybody fairly, and I think things are wrong. I'm real sorry. I got real worked up. It seems like you're okay, because I'm just not real good at fighting. I mean, if you were rising dough, I'd pummel the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? You know I do.
Give me a talk check.
I was almost going to argue for a connect check because I know law.
Lead? You got lead?
My interpretation of connect, it doesn't cover that.
But if it's a talk check or a lead check, that's fine. But essentially what Nikki's going to try to do is to be like,
I think it's going to be talk.
Lyle, can you just chill the fuck out? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about cutting you in the shoulder and head area. I was not myself. But we just need to get in here and talk to the Sultan. We're not going to hurt him. We just want to get here and talk to him and see if we can make it more fair for everybody. Because, I mean, honest to God, if there are people on this planet who do not have my blueberry popovers, they should have them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm waiting to respond until I get that talk check.
I know, but I feel like me as a person can be eloquent enough that I might influence how you deal with this because I don't trust the dice. Shit, that's why. It's no negative, but it's only a 3. I just want an ally before we go through this damn door.
He says that he's going to throw you over the side.
He might be right, but are your cuffs tight?
A little bit.
But like bad tight?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this shouldn't take long, and Big Nick's just going to kick him over so he's not like laying in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like face up.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you here. I'm not going to hold a grudge. And
that's real big of you.
I mean, I'm fucking huge. Be blessed and stay wet. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sultan is staying with Heimdall at the moment anyway. The Squirtle kicks the door, makes futile efforts to open it, tries knocking, says, computer, open door.
His computer responds, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Da, 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 da.
No, the computer responds in Nolan Ryan P's voice.
Speak, friend, and enter.
Melon.
Hildy.
All right, so Hildy is in the group of servant folk.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's going to do is she's going to try and start sort of fomenting a small mini rebellion in here. And as she's talking to people, she's angling towards, she's doing that like murmur in the crowd type thing,
mm-hmm.
but she's constantly moving towards the Sultan, just starting with that group of servant folk.
Okay.
And she's going to start with, Big Nicky's out there. They're trying to get in here to help us. When the moment comes, make sure the guard doesn't hurt Big Nicky. You know, maybe rush them just a little bit. And as she like moves to the next thing, the next thing is courtier, she's, look at how the Sultan is cowering. He's going to leave you all here. He's not fit for this. You're all going to get killed because of him. And just like move from group to group that way, constantly moving towards the Sultan.
Okay. Give me a lead check for the servants and a talk check for the court.
Hey, guards, this lady's trying to foment revolution.
As you do it, are you like moving your head over to the other side? Like, yeah, I think she makes a lot of sense. I think we should listen to what she's saying.
Well, no, she's actually, she's just taking her goonie face because she did snag a cape or a cloak so that she could like kind of hide a little bit. But yeah, she's just like pushing her face into a slightly different configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, from either side.
Wait.
Yeah, she's Genie in the, when the prince comes marching in.
Is Hildy draped in a cloak and newly ravaged by a facially disfiguring thing approaching the throne?
So. Yeah, but Sultan is the Palpatine.
Okay, lead check is 10 total.
Nice.
6 total for the talk.
Okay. The courtiers are stone-faced and silent. They look like they are
fine with this.
They look like they're waiting for it to be over.
Gotcha. Well, I mean
they do look like they are afraid.
Yeah.
But they look like they're just gonna stay put.
Gotcha. I mean, fuck them anyway. Like, look, man, if someone's gonna get hurt in all this, better courtiers than
Well, also courtiers like this would be kind of like, ooh.
Right.
Yeah, right.
A thrill.
Because they don't know
alive.
The guillotines are coming.
Yeah. Well, so maybe just because I watched Demolition Man recently, which I highly recommend anyone who has not seen it to watch it, and anyone who did watch it before, revisit it because one, it's amazing, and two, you're gonna be like, I feel uncomfortable about how the good guys are like libertarians living in the sewer, but you know,
that is the appropriate place for them.
Yeah.
But they win in the end, but still a great Stallone 90s movie. Anyway, I envision all of the courtiers as being the main bad guy who's the leader has Assistant Bob.
Right.
And he's just the quintessential courtier. And I'm just envisioning all of them as Courtier Bob, who's just like, they're waiting to see which direction the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And they're not going to move until after the wind has blown.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it has, they're going to immediately present themselves as like, hey, I'm an excellent assistant.
I was on your side the whole time.
So as you're trying to get through the crowd, a hand takes you by the arm. It's mm-hmm. not like not a violent grab or anything. It touches your arm and shakes their head at you. It's kind of a subtle gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And then releases you and you leaves a little flower on your sleeve.
What
flower as in baking flour.
Ah, interesting. I know insight's not a thing here, but would you be willing to let me make a wisdom notice check to kind of like
make a wisdom talk?
Wisdom talk. Okay, because like I don't want to imply Kristen, the player's read on the situation, to Hildy, the character's read mm-hmm. on it.
She might recognize the uniform.
It's definitely a servant.
9 total. 7 on the dice plus 2.
They were telling you not to approach the Sultan.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Discouraging your current action.
Okay.
Trying to be discreet about it.
Gotcha. Yeah, she's gonna heed that and continue in her sort of forward motion towards the Sultan. She's gonna, wherever they like grabbed her arm, she's gonna stay in that area and just continue the action that she's doing.
Got it. We're gonna skip over the people who are just kind of engaged in general activity until further notice. All right, Hopper Grace Anton.
So it looks like the station batteries are all currently either knocked offline or dislodged from targeting. There's 2 fully functional craft.
Yep.
Both of which have fired, one of which has hit.
One of which has hit for 8 damage. Well, 6.
Yeah.
They're fighter holes, so we could just toss fucking sand throwers at them. And
yeah.
It would be very effective.
This isn't a 15-minute round, but
yeah,
presumably we could fire all guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 15-minute round thing is more so that you can cut to people moving around in the ship and like battling bordering mm-hmm. parties and stuff. So
let's do a fire all guns at once
mm.
and have Anton shoot the sand thrower.
Do I have the capacity to ping the ships? Like, I'm still going to shoot at them, but
I mean, Grace can grant comms control.
Patch you through, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I'm just going to be like, do you really think it's worth getting killed for another Sultan on a different aerostat station? Because, like, we can kill you. I mean, and then I'm going to do the shooting.
Okay.
And rolling for the sand thrower and the laser, those are the only 2 guns, right?
I think you only get to...
He rolls the sand thrower and Grace would roll the laser.
Yeah, cool. It's a 21.
That is a hit.
Nice.
And
they have no armor.
It's flak and they're fighters, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
I believe you roll damage twice and use the better result.
Yeah, and it's a D4 for the sand thrower, right?
2D4 and flak. You roll hit and damage twice and take the better result.
Oh, okay. Well, I already hit, so I'm not gonna. I got an 8 on the damage, so I'm just
nice.
I'm gonna keep that one.
Yeah, the max damage. and then so Grace is going to roll to hit, and that is going to be a 13.
That's a hit. Is this on the same shuttle or a different?
Okay. Oh, wait, did it get blasted out of this guy?
No.
Okay, multifocal laser. That is 1d4, but whether they have armor or not, this should all go through.
As this resolves, just from like what I said earlier, is it worth making a talk check?
No, these are professional soldiers with orders. Yeah,
that's kind of what I thought.
I'll have the pilot that just took 8 damage, I'll have him make a morale check, but...
Yeah.
2 more points of damage.
All right. Still up.
Laser damage.
Laser damage. It's a great album.
Grace would like to hope that Nolan Ryan P. Jr. is going to continue his attempts to obfuscate targeting.
Yeah, seems to be working.
Ooh, I like the way you obfuscate, baby.
One of the other laser banks begins to twitch around. Nolan Ryan P. Jr.'s attempts to disrupt them are affecting both of the operating laser banks,
mm-hmm.
but now they have 2 that are functional. So if they seize control back, they'll have both. Mackie.
Hello.
You've lost the patient.
God damn it, never gets any easier.
It's not a war, it's a murder.
Damn it, Phil. I'm a doctor, not a miracle worker. Oh,
Bashy looks up at you with blood on his hands and goes, are you doing a bit?
I am deeply moved by this passion. Listen, not doing a bit. Not doing a bit in the least bit. Maybe a little bit.
we laugh to keep from crying, I guess.
That's exactly. All right. Okay, he stands up. He wipes his hands on his, you know, greasy coveralls. Mm-hmm. And he starts walking towards the throne room door with purpose. Janitor bots in tow, mm-hmm. Scrambling to catch up and get in front of him, mm-hmm. you know, as per their standing instructions.
Yep.
As he goes, he barks at Squirtle, Shank, Wang. All right, take up a position where you've got cover. We're going to get that door open. I don't want anything to be shooting at you. But get in a position where you can shoot at them, maybe? And, yeah, he's going to approach the throne room door with the intention of opening it next round.
Okay. Needless to say, everyone is taking their orders.
All right.
Hilda, you can tell that the guard by the door mm-hmm. is definitely, like, he has an action ready. Somebody comes through that door, he's getting a shot on.
Do I have a chance to...
On your turn, you can do something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just going to let... I wasn't going to do something. I was going to let people know. Because mm-hmm. I'm out of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to communicate it over the...
I was just going to comps.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whatever you're doing out there, Mr. Mackey, the guard in here is ready for you. He's ready to shoot.
I got three highly expendable professionals that are going to make the initial breach.
Ah, yes. Barn Owl.
Barn Owl indeed, Dr. Kane.
Janitor bots look at each other. I wonder who he's talking about that's expendable.
Ramirez, his shuttle, comes up to the balcony. You can see this, Hildy.
Okay.
The gangway door opens, so he's kind of like hovering beside the edge of the balcony.
Uh-huh.
And give me a notice check.
Okay. And what do you want modifying it?
Wisdom.
Okay.
Trying to beat a 10.
So close. I am so tempted to reroll. I have an 8, 6 on the die plus 2. I'll let it ride.
Okay. There's some like... stirring in the crowd mm-hmm. at the sight of the shuttlecraft, but nobody moves too much.
Okay. And the shuttlecraft's just like hovering there with the gangway out?
Correct. All right. The weapon systems on the station
mm-hmm.
go limp.
Really?
Obviously.
No. Nolan Ryan P. Jr., you are playing against type.
I love the hanging moment where all of us were just like,
we were like computing.
Who's gonna get it first?
We were like scrambling for the words to put them in order.
Yes.
But of course, Jeff always beats us because he's fucking fast as shit.
He has a lot of experience apologizing in bed and laughing at himself because your dick doesn't work.
Oh, you've been talking to your mother a lot, FC.
Oh shit!
Say what
Point
you
Jeff.
Will.
Well. So Jeff won the roast battle, so so now two shuttlecraft fire on him. The first one gets a 13.
That's a miss.
Second one gets a 10.
Probably.
Oh, just a hit. Oh, no, wait.
The state of the game is...
Fractured pandemonium.
Fractured pandemonium. Okay, so... I'm going to go around the table. Let's see. Jeff, you have two characters.
Yes.
Because you cheat.
What do you mean? Oh.
I'm not supposed to have two characters. It's against the rules.
I'm just Hopper, doing what my DM tells me to do.
Yeah. Hopper is still on the outside of Grace, right?
Yep.
Hanging on to a handlebar.
He's actually got his cowboy hat like Slim Pickens.
Straddling Grace.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And Grace is flying around the outside with Anton and Sergey. Is Sergey with you? No,
yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay.
He's riding R2-D2.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now he's just in the ship.
That's right. He's in Grace's cargo bay. That's what it says there. Mm-hmm. My mistake. Ineffectually doing shit that you guys can't see.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when an ineffectual man is in me.
Slut.
Who?
Let's see. Bashy et al. They killed / captured some security team guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, can I clarify? When I said who, I wasn't asking, like, whom was inside of you. I was going, like, whew. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
More of a who
Grace
doggy,
doesn't know.
Not a who.
Yeah, like a who.
Yeah. What a relief. Looks like you dodged a lawsuit. Nikki is with Bashy and them. You guys are outside of the big blast doors that are guarding the Sultan's chamber, on the other side of which I believe our only PC is Hildy.
Yes.
Because of her machinations.
Yes.
Mackie.
Present.
So it sounds like you were with
I'm with everybody
them.
Else. We're That's just right. You found around.
You found the salsa elevator. That's correct.
That is correct.
Stop calling it that.
Yeah, speaking of the salsa elevator, how many of the Mongos are there?
We saved Heimdall. And one of the Mongos. Mm-hmm. We have not yet determined which one it was.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for Abyssinia, maybe whoever it was.
I know who you're talking about. In
a question.
Yeah. Theophania?
Like, aesthetically, about the salsa elevator, is it more of a, like, pico de gallo, or is it like is it like a paste, like jarred picante?
It's a when you make Rotel, the Rotel tomatoes, after you've drained the juice.
Yeah.
That's the consistency.
I had it in my head more like a Mediterranean bolognese kind of.
I know this is not on topic, and I'm a fucking shame to myself, but you drain the tomatoes before you put them in the Velveeta?
I do.
You shouldn't do that. Next time, don't. I'm just telling you.
It does help the, like,
you're gonna find
the texture of the dip overall. You need a little liquid in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I strain them, but I do let the excess
I just
off.
Pour them into one hand and squeeze them.
There you go.
Dump the whole can in there, trust me.
Okay.
That's what the elevator looks like.
That's what the elevator looks like. Back on
top.
Does
the juice not burn your pee hole?
It does not burn my pee hole, but...
Can't speak for the other members.
I can't, you know, we'll do a roundtable discussion of this on the next episode of Chetstronomica.
Coming up soon, hopefully. I think I'm going to kill you guys.
All right.
The fans love it.
Do you, fans?
Are there fans?
Weigh in on the next episode of Chetstronomica.
Tell them you don't like it. They'll stop.
The prisoner is one of the security guards named Lyle.
I never hear that name without thinking of the old classic SNL sketch, Lyle the Effeminate Heterosexual.
I always think of Wings.
There's but no Lyle Lovett in here?
I was going to say
Lowell. It's Lowell.
Yeah, that's the mechanic guy, right?
Yeah. It's, what's his name? Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
Oh, Sideways guy.
Thomas Hayden Church.
There you go.
Yeah. Spider-Man my mom 3. Had a big crush on him, and then at another point said, he really reminds me of my daddy, and I'm like, that's a lot to unpack.
She didn't connect those dots. You did.
I connected those dots. Yeah. Yes, I did.
You my know? Condolences.
I'm always listening.
That's more of a ew-hoo.
It's more of an ew. Oh.
And then Ramirez, who reminds me of my daddy, is hovering outside of the Sultan's balcony. Not hovering like Iron Man, hovering in a shuttle.
In a shuttle.
Weak.
Like Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. So
less weak.
Who reminds me of my dad?
I mean, Scarlett Johansson plays anyone.
Yeah. Let's be real. She has been part of some problematic casting choices and beautiful woman.
Yep.
And good actor. I should have said good actor and beautiful. I should have put beautiful. I probably shouldn't have commented on how beautiful she is.
Stop.
She's just a woman.
She's a woman. She's like, she reminds me of my mom. Anyway.
Your mom is a handsome woman.
I feel like I've really been sleeping on the dating possibilities of your mom.
She's available.
There's a lot of people that have been sleeping on Stan's mom.
All right. At that moment, the power core of the flooded palace explodes and everyone dies. Good podcast.
Rocks
everyone.
Fall from somewhere. Meteors fall.
So we're still in initiative.
We are. So Bashy is outside the door to the throne room, and he gives it a good kick to no effect. And he's like, fucking, you guys fucked me.
How do you figure?
You got your girl in there.
She got herself in there.
That girl does what she intends to do under all circumstances.
And locks the door behind her.
I'm pretty sure we can get this open. Cool your jets. Before we do get this open.
She's a doctor, Bashy.
Just a word. Just a word to the wise.
Huh.
Things are probably going to end up the way you want them to. They've been ending up the way you want them to so far, right?
Fair enough.
Maybe just trust us a little bit further. I just want to say that walking in there and putting one in the Sultan's forehead, as satisfying as that may be, might not be the best option long term. There might be better ways.
What are you, a fucking Democrat?
I'm just saying, I'm whatever it is that says, don't shoot the Sultan in front of all the scared people. Take him into a different room and shoot him there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Bash, when's the last time you ate? You know you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Do you have one of those homemade Snickers bars?
I do. Of course. Oh, it's wet, though. Still want it.
Should have made homemade M&Ms.
I think that's...
melt in your mouth, not your pocket.
Point of order. I think it's wet would be delivered by Nikki as a, like... bonus.
It's wet.
There we go.
Hot dog.
Lucky.
I know I called for it, but that's gross.
Usually I gotta lick it to get it.
Oh, I thought you got sake biscuits in a different way.
Speaking of, Big Nikki, it's your turn.
Well, y'all know I've got a swipe card. Y'all just want to go in there and see what Dr. K's doing?
I suppose that seems like the logical next step.
We got your little helmet on.
I don't have a helmet. I have three janitor bots. Huey, Dewey, Zeppo, get over here. Line up like so, and we're ready.
Weren't you guys in communication?
Yes, and the last thing Hildy told y'all was...
there is a dude waiting to shoot us.
Yes.
Oh, just a point of order. There is a dude waiting to shoot whoever walks through the door.
Today is so disrespectful.
Did you bring your smoking jacket? You can stack the janitor bots.
I unfortunately have left it aboard the Grace. Hey, how about
you? Ay, caramba, I have three dicks.
How about you open the door and I'll send Zeppo in?
That seems... Zeppo, you all right with that?
Look, I named him Zeppo. He's ready to die.
All right, then Nikki's going to say, all right.
Zeppo goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
Squiddle leans in. Hey, that's my bit.
Nikki's going to move to the side of the door, ostensibly like blocking, swipe door open.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to run down real quick. We're going to kind of break initiative here because I think everybody's preparing outside. I'm going to jump to Hildy.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just say everybody else delayed their action until after so that we're all kind of operating at the same time.
Makes sense.
Hildy.
Yes. The first thing that I want to do is actively try and assess the situation. Because I know there's been some passive shit that Hildy's kind of just like observed. But I want to actively like, okay, what's going on here?
Give me a suggestion on skills.
I would suggest notice and either intelligence or wisdom.
Okay.
But for me, the bonus on int and wiz is the same.
Yeah. I kind of view intelligence as more an active thing.
Okay.
Wisdom is more passive, but that's my personal...
I think of intelligence as being like academic, working things out, like
puzzle solving.
Yeah, puzzle solving. I have critical thinking. Wisdom is more reading the room.
Mm-hmm. I have a good heuristic where I think of intelligence as more of a gnome thing.
Oh, God.
And wisdom is more of a dwarf thing.
Well, regardless, I got a planet and a 5 for the first roll of the year.
You keep saying you get a planet like I'm going to fucking remember what that means.
It means it's a 6.
Okay.
It's like a boxcar, but more fun.
Yeah, I knew it was a 6 because you rolled it.
I could have said sun. That's a 1.
I don't think it was
that.
Audible, but groan.
Anyway, that's 11 on the die plus 2 for a total of 13.
Okay. I will give you a choice.
Okay.
You are investigating the situation.
Yes.
We can revisit what your failed notice check would possibly reveal.
Right, which was related to the shuttle.
Yeah. I can give you more information about the Sultan on the throne.
Okay.
Or if you want to throw out something that you're curious about, I can do something like that.
Don't take door number 3. It's a goat.
But they're so cute, though.
It's in pajamas.
It's Nancy Reagan. So.
Oh, no, I changed my mind. No, Nancy? Door number 3.
She's in pajamas.
I'm taking door number 3.
Well, we have different equipment.
She's in pajamas. She's chewing a tin can. It's great.
It's going to make a joke about her chewing, but that's okay. So,
chewing question, that cowboy dick.
Question about... bedtime for Bonzo.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We respect the office.
Okay, I held off on making a joke about Ronald Reagan's thick semen, so we should just play the game.
Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm focused. Okay, so my question is, investigating more to do with the Sultan, would that also net me information or more insight into the whole person waving me off thing? Is that related, or is that like
that's
option number
thing.
Three?
That's option three.
Gotcha. That's Nancy. Okay. So
let's make it official from now on. Option three in any situation is always called Nancy.
Good deal. We will forget that.
Like, I'll take Nancy on this one.
Okay. I want to know about the shuttle.
Okay.
I want to know about the failed. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm most interested in. I think I can piece together, or at least I have a theory of what's going on up there. But what I'm most worried about is that someone's coming to rescue the Sultan and take him away from all of this comeuppance. And I just can't be having with that.
Okay. So you are being extremely attentive to what's going on in the crowd as you move around. And you notice that there is some kind of argument taking place. A very hushed, rushed, serious argument between one of the people in the crowd, one of the noble folk. They're arguing with someone who is, he has kind of a bulk under his clothing that suggests armor.
Okay.
It looks like he's probably one of the security guards in plain clothes.
And
I appreciate everyone not commenting on the bulk under his armor, under his clothes. Go ahead.
Well, probably
you mean
they
like
weren't
a
paying
dick?
Attention.
Yeah.
So now they are.
Like a dick, yes.
This is the person talking to the noble, or this is the quote-unquote noble-looking person?
There's a back and forth between the two.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, there are two people. And the guy with the body armor, kind of woven armor, it looks like normal clothing, but it's you identified.
Gotcha.
Due to your successful notice check.
Gotcha.
He's wearing like woven clothing.
Okay.
He has the nobleman by the arm. The nobleman is attempting to run across the balcony to the shuttle.
To the shuttle.
But the guard held him in place.
Okay, and I haven't seen anyone come from the shuttle.
Correct.
Have I seen any movement from the Sultan in relation to, like, has the Sultan moved at all?
He's just quivering in his chair.
Okay, cool. He's still just, okay. So
he's quivering. That's a thing live people do.
It is. I'm alive. I'm quivering.
Is the guard or the noble talking to the guard someone that I have met before?
I'm going to say they're kind of across the room.
Gotcha.
So they have their heads down. You don't recognize them, but you don't have a good look at them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm most concerned with the Sultan getting away. I want to see if I can get Hildy over. If the guard is distracted, Hildy just sidling.
And by the guard, you mean the one who's dealing with Nobleman and not the one by the door.
Right. Okay. So my understanding is these are separate.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, so Hildy's going to sidle over. She's not making a beeline.
Mm-hmm.
But she's trying to just kind of like move intentionally.
I'm going to call it stealth and charisma.
Okay, cool.
Flying casual.
Yeah. Yeah, she's flying casual. Mm-hmm. Trying to get to the wall and then move towards the shuttle, basically, mm-hmm. so that she could intercept anyone who was trying to get, like, the Sultan, who mm-hmm. might at some point try to...
Punch it casual, Chewie.
All right. So we said stealth charisma.
Can...
Sneak charisma.
Hildegard whistle with her goonified melting face.
Oh, yeah. Super loud.
Cool. Well, I mean, like, casually.
I mean, she can trumpet. With sneak charisma, that's going to be a straight die roll. Not proficient in sneak, and I have a +1 in charisma.
Sounds good. Here come the two planets.
One of them.
Only one planet.
Okay.
And the other one was only a 2.
Gross.
But that's an 8 total.
That's an 8 total. That's going to be a contested roll. We're going to see if that guard Ooh. Notices.
I'm telling you guys, man, you got to hop on these planet dice, man. Caveloot.com, free advertising.
They're working for you
guys.
They're not as cool as my dragon dice.
Your dragon dice are pretty cool.
The guard didn't see shit.
Yeah.
He so not saw shit, you know he didn't see shit. It's obvious.
Rad. Yeah, so Hildy's going to post up. She's going to keep an eye on the situation, and she is specifically looking to intercept the Sultan if he tries to remove himself from this situation via the shuttle.
Okay, we'll check back with you shortly.
Hey everyone,
That's the end of our episode for this week. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, it just really means a lot that there are folks out there that have stuck around this far.
Want to give a big thank you to Jackson Saib, who composed our music. It is a beautiful piece of music, and we hope one day to be the show that lives up to it.
Damn right. And if you want to know more, or maybe not know more, but just touch us in a different kind of way, go to www.astronomicapodcast.com, and there you will find a permanent non-inspiring. I know.
That is accurate.
Non-expiring invitation to
our Discord, where most of us spend the majority of our non-podcast social interacting time. We have different channels. We usually participate in NaNoWriMo. There are community one-shots that are open to all to run and participate in every month. That's where we run the Patreon one-shots, which if you are generous enough to contribute some money, we have special cast-included one-shot episodes there. And just a general all-around good time with a wacky bunch of malcontents.
Lots of memes and GIFs, which is why anyone's on the internet, really.
Yep.
And if you want to support us, you can check us out at patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. If you don't want to fund the growth of global communism, you can instead just give us a 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice, provided 5 is the most. If there are anywhere there are 10 stars, then like at least an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're a Memphis 8.
They say Memphis 8 is a New York bad podcast.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Forever. Oh, wait, for a week.